My name is Michael Love, and I welcome you to the first in my series on getting the most out of your PC. And MOST is an acronym for Mike's Open Source Tutorials. In other words, I'm going to throw out some free tutorials on how to use certain applications. What is the latest version of Internet Explorer 5.01? And I should date this program as April 20th in the year 2000. Where do you go to get the latest version? How does that work? Go to www.microsoft.com/IE. There you will find a file called IE5setup.exe. It is currently about 600 kilobytes. Get this file, you run it, then you have a choice of typical or custom install. For most people, the typical install is going to work. It tells you how many megabytes or kilobytes of material you need and proceeds to download everything. Goes through a big install process, asks you to restart your computer, goes through a few more gyrations, and then you have the thing installed. A very important concept that works in all programs under Windows. It's called getting your version number, and it's under a neat little thing called Help About. So if you press the letters Alt-H-A, you will find out what version you have within the given application. Let's do it and see what we're up to in Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer, close box version 5.00.29.
So it's 5.0029, but they call it 5.01. Maximizing your window. Those of us who are visually impaired will find great benefit to maximizing the window. We will see text that we may not otherwise see. And I find it most useful when trying to fill out forms. Sometimes you get a little extra audio output as to what the fields are in the forms. It may be cluttered when you're using a normal view. And this is the F11 key. This enlarges it to the full screen. Now, the downside of this is that you can no longer use any of your menu options other than the system menu for minimize, maximize, and close. And that brings up another good point. Many programs may benefit from the use of maximizing it. So there are two different ways to do that. At the top of every window, just about every window, there are three graphics for minimize, maximize, and close. So if you find a given application is not working well for you, you can move your mouse over there and click on maximize, or conduct this from the keyboard by pressing and releasing the Alt key, a system menu where there's a maximize option, which sometimes may be disabled because you have so many applications going. Again, to maximize, F11, and then press F11 again to reduce it to its normal size and allow you to get to all of the options. Moving between links on a page. This is done, we move forward anyway, with the tab key. And that will read each link or alt text, whatever the website developer chose to put on there as descriptive text as to what this link does for you.
Link email Michael Luff. Link download real player or real player plus.
Now, to move back in the queue, we'll press Shift-Tab.
Email Michael Luff.
How do you set your home page? I'm going to show you quickly how to get the tools options and change the start page. Let's press and release the Alt key and hit T-O for tools options. You're setting over the address. So whatever you type in here as the address is where your web browser will go every time you first launch it. You must make sure it has the complete link, and that includes the HTTP. You can sometimes omit that when you're typing from the address bar, but you must have the exact link as it is to be written, and that's HTTP. As far as W's, we give you a little rule as we understand it, that W's sometimes are necessary. Sometimes a site will not work unless you omit the W's, and most sites are generally designed to work with or without the W. So oftentimes, if you hear a site, www, you can skip those letters and still get to the website. And finally on this note, now that you've set up your home page, you can return to it, no matter where you are on the web, by pressing Alt-Home. Now, please note, users of JFW or WindowEyes, you must turn off MSAA mode. This is one of those features that's disabled by using MSAA. To go to the last page you visited, you press Alt-Left arrow. Backspace will do the same thing. And likewise, to go to the next page, you would press Alt-Right arrow. Shortcut, pull down. This is done with Shift-F10. We can either press A, which will save as, and then download the actual web page or file or whatever to our local hard drive. Or we can press the letter T, which copies it, the link as a shortcut. Then you can go over to your email program and say, hey, Bob, if you want the latest Real Player, go to, press Enter, then press Control V, and press Enter. And let me tell you why I say Enter, Enter. Most people make the big mistake of sending out web addresses by not sending a complete address, preferably on a line by itself. Those of you out there doing newsletters, any trying to disseminate URLs, the best way still to do it is to say the link is Enter, http www.braille.uwo.ca/handytalk. Enter. Let's do one just to show you.
Link speak up screen reader for again. Red Hat and Slackware versions of Linux.
Press Shift F10. Wants to know what the file name is.
Speak up one.
And what type of file is it that you're going to get if you press enter?
Combo box T equals save as type real player file scroll down arrow.
Okay, I pressed tab once and it told me it's a real player file or a RAM file. So if I press enter, it's going to save the RAM file to my hard drive. You just learned a tip on collecting favorite links to your audio, radio stations, websites. Shift F10 followed by T to copy the link to the clipboard or A to save it to your local hard drive. Many pages are divided into areas that they call frames. And by moving between frames, you can quickly navigate these pages. Maybe one's for shopping and one's for more info and one's to download the programs. So moving to the next frame is quickly done with the F6 key. If there are no frames, or if you've moved through all the frames, it will take you back to your address bar. Home takes you to the beginning of the page, very useful. End takes you to the end of the page. How do we open a file or location? IE gives us two different ways to do it. Control-O, which is a standard open command throughout Windows, and Control-L. What if you went to a web page and it see from the little bit of text that you got that it's not of interest to you? Simply press Escape. Go to certain websites that just keep opening windows. Well, you could do all that four, but you may not close the window you desired, or you may end up closing two or three. So how about a key for closing the current window? That is done with Control W. What if you want to go to a new website but not lose the current page you're on? You can press Control N for a new window, then type it in and have a couple of windows open. Most of our listeners know, of course, you can activate or go to a given link by pressing the Enter key. But I mention that because, believe it or not, I deal with people on a daily basis that think it must be clicked upon. Let's talk about printing. If you want to print the current page, maybe you have some relevant info that you want to share with someone else, a way to print either the current page or the frame. We talked earlier about frames, but you do that with Control-P. And this, of course, requires that your printer is set up and it's communicating. And, of course, you go into properties if you want to change how things print out. Now, not all pages print out neatly, so be forewarned of that. But I'm surprised by how many people actually print out pages, and either for their own personal use. And that creates a good argument that someone made about saying that if you have a web page, somewhere on that page, you should type out the link to that page. Not putting it in an anchor, just saying, welcome to our website, http www.braille.uwo.ca/handytalk, so that for the many people who do print it out, they have it written there in case they want to go back and visit the site. Control H for your history. You want to go back and view some of the pages that you've been to. You can do this with Control H. This brings up your history window. If you get over the button that right after the address, there's a button that says close, and then there's your history. But you can change how information is displayed.
D equals by date checked.
D equals by date, which is the default.
I equals by site.
I equals by site, which creates an alphabetical list, and I find that to be of greater use.
M equals by most visited.
M equals by most visited.
O equals by order visited today.
O equals by order visited today.
D equals by date checked.
And you're back to D, which is by date. Now, as I said, I like
I equals by site.
I equals by site, and that's alphabetical.
Menu closed.
So I pressed enter on that, and there you go. How do you get to all these great favorites? Is there a shortcut key? Control-I. First, you have what are directories, and of course, Microsoft uses links and media for you.
Audio grabber for versions on load closed.
So all the goodies that I have in here, I can down arrow, press right arrow to expand. They have what they call expand and collapse keys in Windows. So right arrow expands it, and if I press enter, away I go to get the latest version of Audio Grabber, which happens to be a CD ripper.
Button closed.
Now, again, if you press Shift Tab or the very first link after the address bar says close, what if you press down arrow? Do I have any options to modify these favorites?
Button up.
Add.
Button organize.
Organize.
Button close.
Or close. Now, how do you add favorites? You say you're cruising the web. That's a great site. I don't really have time to investigate everything that has to offer, but I do want to come back to it. How do I add to my favorites? There are two ways. The quickest way, the dirty way, is Control-D. And the limitation of that is the link is named after the title of the page that's at the top of the screen. What if you want a little more advanced with that? You can press Alt-A for Add to Favorites.
Okay. Alt-A equals favorites, scroll down A equals add to favorites.
Okay, actually Alt-A brought the favorites, and you have Add, Organize, or whatever. Now, if I press Enter or whatever, and then it says Add to Favorites, It'll ask me, what do I want to call the file? It's unchecked, but if you say check, make available offline, it will pull the contents of that link and the graphics that go with it and much of the website to your local hard drive. See, I tapped once, and the name was Handy Talk Shows and Real Audio. Well, I don't want to call it that. I just want to call it Handy Talk. Control-D quickly saves it to your favorites under the name that's in the title of the page, or Alt-A lets you do a lot of advanced customizing. How do you search the web? There is a built-in feature called the search bar, and you activate this by pressing Control-E.
Button close.
First, you have close. Let's see if we down arrow what options we have under these buttons.
Button N equals new.
New, so maybe you want to create a new search.
Z equals customize.
Z equals customize.
Button close.
Or close.
Edit box finds a web page containing.
So I press tab once, and then I would type in what I wanted to look for. Best hidden secrets. Control-H to view your history. For favorites, to view all the favorites you've saved, Control-I to add to these favorites, Control-D, or to search the web, Control-E. Basic commands that work across Windows, cut, copy, and paste, and of course the good old select all command. Clip the text out of a web page by pressing Control-A for select all. This is so helpful. This is, you can move a wide variety of contents from one folder or directory to another. But on a web page, if you press Control-A, all the text is highlighted. And if you press Control-C to copy to the clipboard and go over into your notepad editor and press Control-V, you actually have the text of the web page. This is great for those who don't have the luxury of some of the top screen reading programs that give you this MSAA mode or put the page into more of a textual representation. Did you know that you can go through a web page with your MSAA mode on and actually copy text? I can hold down the shift key and start pressing down arrow and that text will become highlighted. Pull very specific how-to information off of a web page, put it into your clipboard, and then email it to someone or save it for reference without saving the entire page, just the relevant information that you wanted. Some sites, not all, you can press Control-Shift-End.
Unselected.
Okay, and then you press Control-C.
Copy to clipboard.
And all of the contents from the cursor to the end of the document have been highlighted. Well, this is kind of inconsistent when and where this works. If you're at a certain point in a document and you want to copy or highlight everything back to the beginning of the document, you could press Control-Shift-Home. And then press Control-C to copy to the clipboard. Or there's also cut features. So say you want to move it from one document to another. Press Control X. It'll actually remove it from its current location and put it in a clipboard, and then you go to your new place where you want it and you press Control V. Very important keys that work through all facets of Windows. By all means, play with them. Copy Control C, cut Control X, and paste Control V. Likewise, select all with Control A, or select specific passages of text by holding down shift key and pressing down arrow to move line by line. They are some very powerful tools that I use on a daily basis to manipulate data from websites into my own personal text files of the most relevant information. Okay, we mentioned tools options. Let's look at some of the many things that we can do to configure it. And
Alt F equals file.
The best is TO for tools options.
K equals days to keep pages in history 0.
Days to keep pages in history. It's set to 20 by default.
0. 1.
And if you up arrow, it increases the number of days. If you down arrow, it reduces it.
0. Button H equals clear history.
H equals clear history. So if you have 20 days of history, maybe you've been somewhere you don't want Junior to see. Then you press H and delete your history. What are some of the other tabs that you move through with Control Tab key?
Property sheet security. Property sheet contents. Property sheet connections. Property sheet programs. Property sheet advanced.
There are a few things that visually impaired folks may want to pay attention to. The very top two links under advanced, you tab once to get into the
tree view as equals settings accessibility expanded to items F1.
The tree view, the top two accessibility, you press down arrow.
Always expand alt text for images on one of two F2.
Now all the options under your tools and options in advanced, you toggle them on and off with the space bar. And hopefully your screen reader denotes which setting you're on. So the first two you may wish to make sure are on. They're off by default, so you press space bar.
Always expand alt text for images.
So you press space bar to select that and the one below it as well.
Move system caret with focus selection changes on 202.
Move system caret with focus. Something else that will speed it up is to disable showing pictures. If you're totally blind, you don't want pictures, just press the letter S about 6 or 7 times until it says show pictures.
S, show pictures on 6 or 7.
These are some basic shortcut navigational commands for Internet Explorer 5.0. And I hope by understanding history and favorites and the search bar that you will get the most out of your internet experience. This is Michael Off.